Hello,
Hello,
hello. Wait, Leah,
Leah.
Leah.
Oh
Oh my
wait,
God,
it
your
comes up.
profile is so cute.
You know who drew it? Lily Pichu.
What? What?
Yeah.
It's so cute.
She DM'd me last night and she was like, "I'll draw for
Oh
you
my
what
God,
you want."
wait,
And I was
what?
like, "Oh, why are you doing in my
Wait,
DMs?"
just like randomly?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was like, "Okay, hi." And she was like, "Here you go." And I was like,
It's so cute. I can't even click on it because you're on the speed.
It's so cute, man.
No.
You can chat on YouTube Space, because chat room.
There is a link to a YouTube chat room so that Discord doesn't get too cluttered.
Yeah,
Ooh, okay.
I always feel like I use just like I should set up one on YouTube, but then I forget and I'm like, I'm so lazy.
I don't know. Once you set a one, you just never have to like touch it again. Because this one, it's like, oh, that's not. I have too many tabs open. Yeah, this one I set for like next year.
Oh, and you just use it for every space?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's
Yeah,
genius.
you don't have to close it, and people can just be there if they want. But yeah,
Yeah.
I need to get a jacket. I'll be back.
Okay. Did Uruka clean her room? It's incredibly clean in here. If Uruka ever says that her room is messy, don't fucking listen to her, because
They don't believe me that
it's
it's
so
not messy.
clean. It's literally like the cleanest room I've ever seen. Not saying that. She doesn't have a gun to my head, okay? It's just genuinely clean. I can lay on the floor in peace and not have to worry. Eggs? Shut up. No, Erika's getting a jacket right now. She just said that, idiot. Come on, pay attention. Yeah. Is Amir clean? I don't see Amir in here. I don't know. There's no mirror. Uruka never looks at her reflection. That's what I've decided.
I just don't have a reflection.
You're like a vampire. Yeah, bears? No. Is this an off club?
Technically,
Technically, yeah. I mean,
according to definition.
yeah. I don't know how much more off this collab can get.
Oh, we can get a lot more off.
Can get a lot more off.
Things can be really off.
You're supposed to have other people with us, but instead they're ghosting us.
They're ghosting us.
They were like making
Trying to
the
make, we left them to make the plans. They said, we decided to let them do because we're always around here. So they're like, you can decide what you want to do. They're not responding.
they're not responding. And then they were like, "Oh yeah, we'll meet up like to do this specific thing at this time." And we were like, "Okay, what do you want to do before then?" And I guess the answer to that was ignore us. I mean, no, it's okay. We're really fine. It doesn't hurt our feelings.
It's perfectly fine. They did, I mean, they did say like, let's just meet up there for dinner.
Yeah, but what do we do?
I don't know.
I don't know. Imagine getting ghosted. Bro, don't ever ghost me. I will kill you.
Leah will break your knees if you get
I'm usually
ghosted.
the one that ghosts people. I see the DMs and I'm like, eh.
Yeah, I'm movie too. It's not even like intentional most of the time. Like, I usually see the DM and then I'm like, I'll respond to that when I have time to have a full conversation. And then I forget to mark unread. And then I forget about it. And I feel bad.
Yeah. It's the red notification on Discord. It scares me.
It scares me so bad. Every time I see the number go up, I just close Discord.
I opened Discord this morning and Sakuna sent me like six messages. And I was like,
No, not today.
sometimes I'll read them because I'll be like, if I don't read them, my brain will be like, it's the worst. You're
Yeah.
getting fired.
Every
You
time
have
I
to read
see
them.
it, I'm like, this could either be literally nothing or like something really bad. I have to know.
Yeah, and then I'll like the other night, Sakuna sent me something, and I was like, no, I don't want to read it. I'm gonna ignore it. And then I laid awake in bed, like, I'm getting fired. I have to check this. And then I woke up, and it was just like some random thing. He was like, hey, Leah, how are you? And I was like,
Yeah, like sometimes he sends like the most loaded thing, but then sometimes he would just be like, hi. Like, what? I'm sorry, you're like really gonna
Hey,
make
this is nuts. Is it from that?
it's from the pop-up store, if you're thinking about that.
What? Wait, the one that we saw at the X?
Yeah, they have a pop-up store, with a bunch of like different brands that were at AX actually.
What?
They might still be there when we're going today.
Deadass?
Maybe.
Bro. Because I went and I saw like the ones that we were thinking about getting
Yeah.
at AX. I saw those at another place I was at, so I got it.
Yeah. I
But
saw those too, but then I walked a little farther and I saw this.
I like that one too. That sucks.
It's so nice.
Just buy both of them.
Yuri has one too.
What?
Yeah. It's really nice.
It's so cool.
It's really cool, yeah. I like it.
Beijing swag.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not on TikTok, but there's like this meme of like John Cena being like being
Oh
chilly.
yeah, being chill, Sao Genma. I love it so much. 我喜欢吃冰淇淋。
John Cena spoke Chinese because I was
Me
like,
neither. And then someone showed me. I was like, "What the fuck am I? I don't know what this is, but I like it."
was a commercial. And then my friend was like, no, like he literally speaks Chinese. And I was like, wait.
He
What?
like actually speaks it. Like he actually learned.
What? John Cena King?
I mean, for like promotional purposes, John Cena. John Cena is our new overlord. Oh no.
Wait, Bing Killing is a movie?
What?
Oh.
No, that was a
Oh.
promotion for Fast and Furious.
It
The Bing
was?
Chewing. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a promotion for the movie.
What the?
A lot of the meme videos are promotions for Fast and Furious.
They're having another one come out. I feel like there's one like every couple weeks.
I've only watched like one of them and I don't even remember. The only thing I remember from the one I watched was someone getting grinded in an airplane
I'm sorry.
fan. Yeah.
Okay, wait. Speaking of being grinded, okay.
What? Wait. That's a terrible transition. Wait, what do you mean?
Have you ever seen The Voice?
Yeah?
Okay, never mind. My whole topic's gone.
Wait, why?
Because I haven't seen The Voice.
Well, I haven't like watched it. I've seen
Okay.
clips of
Have
it.
you seen the one that Lil Nas posted on Twitter of the
No.
guy that like goes inside of like the other guy's like little peepee hole and then he sneezes and gets big and then he blows up?
Huh? Wait,
Because when I was driving here, I saw a car with an ad for The Boys on it, and then I was like telling my friend, like, oh my God, holy shit, like
what do I
it's The
search for
Boys.
this?
I don't even know. Like The Boys.
Will not.
No, the
In
Boys, The
Barnacle. Oh,
Boys.
the boy. I thought you were talking about
What? No,
the
oh my God, have you seen The Boys then?
I've seen a clip.
Okay.
But not that. Okay.
It's is it the sounding scene?
What?
It's really gory, so I don't know if you can watch it.
The boys. I'm not searching that.
I don't know how else to like describe it because like
Inflation.
the inflation. Like a boy's home under inflation. Well, because like Lil Nas posted it on Twitter and then like he took it down.
Oh.
Like
My God. Oh no. Oh. Exploding pee-pees.
yeah.
You can't watch it on incognito.
Oh my gosh, it's like the funniest scene I've ever seen in television. I don't know anything else about the like I'm starting to piece it together because all I get on TikTok these days is like the boys' clips.
Oh God. Oh, okay. I've seen things just now.
My gosh.
Exploding what? Exploding PPs.
Yeah, if you watch the boys,
What does that have to do with grinding?
it just it sounded I don't know. Just airplanes reminded me of Homelander. Homelander always reminds me of that.
Okay. Okay. Well,
We can turn this into like an educational moment with Uruka and Leah. Okay, so there was something that my chat told me about the other day that like I had no idea about. Do you know
are you
what?
talking about the pregnancy thing?
No,
That could also be an adjective.
okay, have you ever heard of Mr. Hands?
No.
Okay, so I've done a lot of research on this, right?
Okay.
Because you guys are the first ones to know that the internet deep dive is Mr. Hands. Because I was so curious about it. So, Mr. Hands was this guy that got like.
What? Like literally?
By a horse
Oh.
and died. Yeah. It's like a real
Like willingly?
Yeah. Wait, or
Okay.
was it willingly? I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I can't imagine that would go well. So
Well, like it really happened. Like you like we're talking about before they started, like things that are funny, and like where
yeah,
the line is
there's a
between like.
line between what's funny, in that category and what's just like, I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, and I feel like it's funny being like, haha, horse pee pee. This character
Yeah.
has like a fat like horse pee pee, but then
Yeah.
it's another thing to actually horse pee pee.
It's a whole nother thing to actually.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, though, it like messed up his organs so bad.
Well, yeah, like how
Like,
the fuck would.
I didn't think that like that was possible.
I didn't think so either.
Yeah.
How did he even get in the
Well, apparently he was a frequent flyer.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to know what starts you on that.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Yeah, it
He ruptured
ruptured
his
his
colon,
colon.
dude. I mean, I guess that's one way to go.
The
Dude, people are wild.
Right?
Oh,
No, you know what else? Like, just talking about wild things. Have you ever heard of T Timothy the monkey?
no.
Wait, no, not Timothy. I have the name wrong. Timothy. Travis the chimp. Okay, have you seen the TV show the one? It's scary, so maybe you haven't. But oh, when we went to the last time we hung out,
Okay.
remember how we were on the tram and it took us to like that one set with like the aliens and stuff?
The one that's like a, it was like an amusement park alien thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that TV show it has like monk like Travis the chimp in it, right?
Okay.
So. Travis the Chimp is like a real story though, and it's about this like, well, not about, it's like this monkey that this family raised is like their actual son, and
Oh,
like the monkey
okay.
can like go to the store and like buy stuff
Really?
and like interact with people in the community and like wore clothes and like could write. and like acted on TV and shit.
Oh, wow.
Like they treated it like a human, so it became like a human monkey.
Okay.
And it like mauled this woman like randomly one day, and like her like fingers and stuff got like all ripped off.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, just like for like was there a reason? It
It
just
just
suddenly
monkey.
monkey brain.
Yeah, monkey. It keeps me up at night. Like I was already kind of scared of like you know like
Oh,
Planet of the
that's it.
Apes.
That's the end of the story. Okay.
Yeah, well the one's still alive, so there's not much else. It's just scary. But like,
I thought you were gonna go somewhere else with that.
it's not everything is unsay so.
Yeah, but when you transition from that, you know.
Like, I felt like he was trolling that woman.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, they were giving the monkey like antidepressants.
What the heck?
Yeah, so that way he wouldn't like become monkey.
Okay, I see.
Yeah. But like, you know what, this makes me scared, like Planet of the Apes. Like you see like videos of people like babying monkey or like
Yeah.
maybe monkey in jammies, but like that's what happens if you put your monkey in too many jammies.
Well, I think the drugs has to do with it a little bit, probably.
Maybe just a bit.
Yeah, just a bit.
Yeah, his monkey.
I don't know. Like, I don't know too much about animals, but I feel like you can't exactly treat a monkey completely human. Like, it's one thing to keep them as like pet or something. I don't know. I don't want to say pet because I know some people are going to be like, no, you can't keep monkeys as pets. But you know
Yeah.
what I mean? Like a difference between human and an
Like,
actual animal.
if you treat it like a pet, then like you establish that boundary. But that's like the same thing as like giving your cat a pencil and being like, "Right, idiot."
Yeah, right. I don't know. Like the brain functions are different. So
Yeah.
you can't. You know, can't really.
Monkeys are
Someone's probably gonna come at me for that, but
scary.
you know, you can't really treat them the same
I
if they don't have it. They don't have the same brain.
don't know. It could be dangerous to treat some humans as other. Yeah, I mean, like, who is it that has a pet monkey? Pecora?
Does she?
I think she has a pet monkey, right?
Really?
Yeah.
It must have been recent.
I
I
think.
haven't really kept up.
Yeah, I think. I saw a picture of it. It looks like King Julian.
I want to search.
You know, like from Madagascar.
Julian?
Yeah, King Julian.
Julian is not a monkey.
What is he?
He's a some kind of lemur, right? Oh my
Yeah.
God! Wait, he has a cat too?
It's gonna eat it,
Bruh. Wait. How do you buy? Wait, why does it? It doesn't look like a monkey.
I don't know what it is. It looks like a monkey, though,
How
kind
do you
of.
like? Where do you get this?
Wait, what?
What causes you to like, how do you find this in the first place?
Yeah. Like.
Sugar glider.
Okay, sugar gliders are cute, though. Because, like, have you ever been to, like, one of those, like, not exotic pet stores, but they sell, like, ferrets? Oh, wait, okay, I lied. I have seen
Ferrets?
pet monkeys for sale before. Okay,
I
wait, I
have
have a
never,
story.
I feel like that's illegal.
So, well, here it's illegal, but I was in another state and it's legal there. So they were selling like giant snakes and like tarantulas. And I went to the pet store because I wanted to see the ferrets. Because like I've always wanted a ferret.
Yeah.
And I was playing with the ferrets, so they're really cute. And they had monkeys in the store and they were like aggressive, but they also had sugar gliders.
Okay.
And like sugar gliders are so cute. Like they're like little and then
Yeah.
they just fly around. I
They
haven't
fly.
it. Yeah, they glide. Sugar glider.
Wait, like they actually glide?
Yeah.
Wait. Sugar glider.
Yeah, they like actually like can do that.
Gliding.
Gliding. Where'd it
Oh
go?
my God, wait.
They're cute and funny. See, they're so
Oh, they're so
cute.
cute. Wait, I didn't.
I love sugar gliders, man. They're like
Do
the
they have like a
cutest
whole like
things.
parachute built into their body?
So you can go meet him. Hell yeah!
Oh my God. Yo. It's so cute.
Look at them!
It doesn't really look like they're gliding, honestly. It just looks like they're jumping. For
Yeah.
some reason, I imagine them just like gliding, like actually gliding.
Out of like an airplane or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, sugar gliders are the cutest, man.
What do you like? I don't understand how you like find these things.
I don't know what that picture is.
Which one?
The one that you were just hovering over, but I can't stop staring at
What,
it.
this one?
No, the one above it.
Yeah.
That. What is that? Wait, that's Kobo's pet? What is that? It's
Thing? Kobo.
Meanwhile, it
It
doesn't
doesn't even
even.
say what it is. Some kind of
It's not a
rat.
horse.
Some kind of It's not a horse. Oh, it is a sugar glider. What?
What?
It's a may may mama.
It's a sugar glider? That's so cute.
Why does it look like
Why does it look
it looks
like.
like a rat with
Yeah.
giant eyes?
It looks like a skippy creature.
It does.
It's so
It's a
May May Mum
may may
Mum.
mama. Does that mean something? Or is
I
it its
don't
name?
know. Like that sugar glitter, May May Mum Mum.
Can't stop looking at it.
It's so cute. I don't know. There's like this one like person on TikTok also that has like an actual lemur as a pet that looks like King Julian.
Yeah.
And they put him in t-shirts and stuff.
Oh my
And I'm like,
God.
what is wrong with you?
Okay. I don't like what I know, like when you see animals like on the internet, sometimes you're like, I want one. But what causes you to like actually get one?
Right?
You know?
Like dog and cat, okay. Fish, poggers. A monkey? Like the people that have like pet tigers?
Bruh, does this actually happen? I know people pro like people keep exotic pets. Do people actually keep tigers in their house?
Yeah. It's like,
Like in America?
it's like way more common than you think.
Really?
Yeah. Like panthers and stuff too. But like I don't know how you get like through the laws and stuff with that. Or like coyotes. People
Yeah.
have pet coyotes.
Just like take them off the
Yeah.
street.
When I was a kid, my mom saw like a dog in our street, and she was like, "Oh no, puppy, come here, come here!" And then the coyote was like, "Just like a shit in the car." I was rent free in my head, like, "Oh no, puppy, come here, puppy!" I'm like, "Okay, if you do that, what actually prompts you when you realize it's a coyote to be like, come here, come here?"
Not just like come at you.
Right? Like, literal oil barons do. Like, how do you, unlike the diets of like lions and stuff or like tigers as pets, like,
It is like a very high maintenance, right?
yeah.
More pet tigers in the US than there are wild tigers in the world.
After seeing Tiger King, I believe that. Did you ever watch Tiger King?
What is Tiger King?
What? You never watched Tiger King?
I don't know what that is.
It's like at the height of like the bovid. This is like on Netflix. And it was all people were ever talking about. It was like the wildest documentary I've ever seen in my entire life.
I've never seen or heard of it. There's a Tiger King 2?
What, there's a Tiger King too? No, so apparently, like, okay, if I remember it correctly, that guy, his name is Joe, and he runs like an exotic like zoo.
Joe Exotic.
Yeah. And like he has like pet tigers and like lions and shit, right? But then like Carol Baskin, is like the that's a mugshot because let me get to this. Carol Baskin is like she runs like a conservatory for tigers or something like that, like some like
Okay.
save the wildlife like vegan shit. And then there was like someone that they think is Joe Exotic tried to like have her assassinated somehow. I don't remember
Wait,
exactly how it
for
goes,
what?
because I think she was trying to get his zoo shut down.
So he tried to kill
I don't
her.
remember. It is, I highly recommend that you watch it. It is like the wildest thing ever.
I'm kind of interested now. Yeah, I've never seen this, but I saw freaking, oh shoot, what was it? Was it tigers or lions? I saw this like YouTube like an explanation video of some movie that was made in like the 90s of these like this family that just raised like a bunch of lions
What the?
as part of their family. And they made like a movie out of it. But in the movie, it kind of looks like the lions were not being the most friendly. And there were like kids involved in this too.
My
So it's kind
God.
of messed up. I don't remember what it's called though.
What?
If anyone remembers what it's called, let me know because
We need to get you
it was a
to
pretty wild.
watch
The
The Lion King.
King. No, watch along. What, Tiger King watch along?
Hell yeah.
Is it watch alongable?
Yeah, I mean, it's a documentary. It's just a very wild documentary.
Yeah, the kid. Oh my God.
Yeah, I remember that like somebody like got their arm ripped off by one of the tigers
Oh my God.
too. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, wait, so he had a zoo?
Yeah. I don't remember what else is at the zoo. I think it was
But he, so he
like had like a bunch
had a
of
bunch of tigers.
tigers. Yeah, he's in prison for murder for hire.
Not for the tigers ripping people's arms off. Roar? Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure it was this one. Yeah, this one is the lion one.
They were harmed while making it.
Yeah, because like the lions were after how many people were injured? Bruh. The number's
Wait,
very wide
what?
ranging on how many people were harmed during the making of Roar, but they range from 70 to 100. Someone experienced everything from blood poisoning to gangrene to various scratches and bites from curious lions.
How do you get blood poisoning?
What is blood poisoning?
It's when your blood gets poisoned.
Oh, thanks. One of the crew members was scalped. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's so scary. The most crew members injured by animals in film history. Yeah, there's a shit ton of lions, bro.
Why do you like what prompts you to like be like, hey, yeah,
Right.
let me do this.
And also what prompts an actor to want to work on. Like, you're working with a bunch of actual lions, but it's okay, they're like tame.
Yeah. I don't know. If I like went and they were like, hey, Leah, do this movie. Here's a bunch of lions on set. I'd be like, no, thanks.
Dude,
I'm
I don't
good.
care how broke I am, I would not.
No, thank you. Yeah, lions are cute, like kitty, but also like I will die. No, thank you.
Yeah. What sepsis? What infected by blood?
Is it like when you inject somebody else's blood in your blood? How does that even
I
happen?
don't think contaminated blood. It can't only be someone else's blood, because they do blood transfusion. But that's like safe.
Yeah, but like, is it just like unclean blood that you get in your blood? Like, how do you get somebody else's blood in your blood?
Blood poisoning. Definition. The presence of microorganisms or toxins in the blood causing disease. So just like bad stuff getting in your bloodstream, I guess.
Have blood touching an open wound. I've had that happen before and I've never died from it.
Well, you probably didn't have like lion bacteria, I guess.
Oh, when I'm bleeding, ew. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. It was so wild to hear about. And it's so messed up that there were like kids working on it too.
That's so sad.
Right? How are their parents? How are their parents okay with that?
Money, man.
Oh man.
You're supposed no, if you inject oxygen in your blood, you can die. That's what I found out.
How do you inject oxygen in your blood?
You know, like when they go to give you a shot, like if there's an air bubble in the syringe
Oh.
and it gets in your blood, you can die. So that's why they tap it.
Oh. I see.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense, I guess. There can be like too much of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Hang out with them.
Okay, are you sure you don't want me to mute?
Oh.
We're gonna mute
Maybe.
because Leah's gonna hit the bathroom. We're safe now. The frying chicken is over. That's what they called it. I did. I told them to fry their own chicken. Go piss, girl. Oh, yeah, you can see the brown one on the right. No, left, but on the right. Yeah. Everyone is being fried. Fry yourself. Fry your own chicken. Or if you're flakes, fry your own frogs.
What? Explain that one.
I don't know. You said I'm frogs, so flakes is frying frogs.
Fry flakes.
Fry flakes.
Fry flakes. Of course I washed my hands. They smell good.
They do. Don't want to burn myself. Well, that's why there's safe frying practices.
Yeah. Don't be like me and hit your head on the door.
She hit her head on the shower door.
Yeah.
Somehow. Not really sure.
I don't know how, man.
Man. Uruka has soap. Why would I not have soap?
Bro, could you imagine if like somebody didn't have soap?
It's nasty.
Right?
How would you even clean?
I'm the type of person that like I wash my hands after like I touch anything. So during the winter, my hands get really dry.
My hands are so dry. Like, I was just putting on hand cream because my hands are freaking dry.
Yeah. But then, like, if the hand cream that you have on makes, then, like, your hands get a little sweaty, then you wash your hands again.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate it.
It's the worst.
When it, like, leaves, like, a nasty film on it, too, and you're like, I have to wash it off.
Yeah. Oh, no, the worst is, like, when I put hand cream on and then I go on my phone. And then my hands are like clammy, and then it gets on my phone, and so then I have to wash my hands. Ugh. When is Sakuna release Uru Coffee and not Uru Soap?
Because would you guys actually use the soap? Are you guys clean? That's the real question. Oh, that's my phone here.
You know what could be fun to release as like a thing? Would be like, you know, like those like strips, like the soap strips.
Soaps, like, wait, you mean like the little like sheets that people like pull out and just use one time?
Yeah,
those would be cool,
like Base Connect branded ones.
Yeah,
like little bear shoes for Uruka.
Wait, oh my
that's
God.
So cute.
That's so cute.
I would definitely use those.
Yeah,
strongly recommend Vaseline
Intensive Care Advanced Repair.
Ooh,
literally one or two nights it would be good. Does it, like, leave nasty stuff on, though? I have a problem that, like, they are dry, but when I put stuff on it, it's gross, so I just wash it off after.
Yeah. Or, like, I just put it on the back of my hands, and then I wipe my palms off on, like, a towel or, like, my pants.
Something like that. It's usually my palms that are really dry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know, especially because I, like, play instruments.
Oh!
Yeah, it gets very dry.
That makes sense. I always get it on my knuckles. Like, they're kind of red right now.
Oh. I don't know. I think I'm very bad at moisturizing. Like, I don't really moisturize that much.
You know, like, when you get out of the shower and you put lotion on, and then, like,
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's why I just don't, because I have to, like, walk like this all day.
Or, like, it always makes me trick myself into thinking I'm sweaty, so then I come out of the shower and I'm like, I'm stinky.
It's so nasty. So, and like if you shower at night and you put the lotion on at night, you're like sticking all over your bed. It's gross. But then if you do it in the morning, you're like all day just. Ugh.
There's no winning, man.
There's no winning.
Winter is the worst for
someone that. Someone has to make like not cream type lotion for your body. Maybe there is already actually.
Like water based.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, well, not sticky.
Yeah, like water-based moisturizer. It's always expensive, though, whenever I see it.
Like, I have water-based, but it's only for your face.
Yeah.
I don't
Water
know.
base for your face is good during the summer.
Carb soap gift set. No, we're thinking like, there's like they sell like containers that just have sheets of like very thin sheets of soap. And when you're in a public bathroom, you just whip that out when you use one sheet to wash your hands.
I had some of that, like the first time I ever used it when I went to Japan,
Yeah.
because like I don't know if you've been, but like the restrooms over there don't always have soap,
Oh yeah.
so like you get that and you use it, and then I just forgot about it.
Yeah, I mean, there's like most places around here, you don't really need it, but it is nice to have, like, just in case.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes they don't refill it, and it's nasty because you're just like, what do I wash with now?
Oh, it's so bad. And just like stare at your hands and you're like,
It's like,
ugh.
I was gonna go back to eat, but I don't know anymore.
Pump on that hand sanitizer.
Slices of soap. Yeah, it's like very thin. You can search, what is it called? Like,
Like paper soap.
paper soap sheet or something. Yeah, like soap sheets.
So cute,
Wait,
it's a little cat.
it's like a little, yeah, it's an animal. Oh my God. Yeah, like something like this.
Wait, that one's so cute. Shut up.
Is. Yeah, they're like super thin.
It's a little. No,
It's so cute.
it's so cute. Be silence.
Oh my God. I wonder if there's like other
Like shapes?
shapes. Are these little bears?
Oh my God, the blue bear.
It's so cute. Oh my God.
The fucking blue bear you're getting.
Oh my God. Yo. It's so cute. Okay, it's just sticking. Oh my God.
Janeezy
Is this supposed to be another language?
Compact
Compact to this.
Janeezy
Genesee carry. Oh, I think it's supposed to be compact design, easy to carry.
Oh, who made that
It's
graphic?
meant to compact this. Genesee
Wait, necessary for trips in quilting?
Necessity for
Oh.
trips and outing.
I thought it
Okay,
said
that, yeah, that's it.
quilting.
Oh my God.
Bro, the fucking blue bear.
Weak acid. My phone without stimulation.
Make sure you stimulate your blueberry soap before you use it.
You have to stimulate your blueberry soap or else it's a weak acid and mild without stimulation. Rest assured with plant formula, yeah. Plant formula acid.
Yeah, Sakana, make face connect soap sheets.
Yeah, they're
Like hygiene pro.
constant try to formula.
I don't know why, but like every time that like anime merch, like they have like hygiene products like towelettes or like to carry with you or
The
like
Attack on
makeup
Titan,
pouches.
what is it, laundry detergent? Did you see that?
What?
No, the
No.
tissues or something.
No, that's too much. Like, I don't know. Like hand combs or something like that. Like,
Okay.
I am such a sucker for buying those, no matter what series it is. Like,
Oh yeah, you
I.
have the Sanrio comb, right?
Yeah, I have a Sanrio comb. It's like my favorite comb ever.
It's really cute.
I was sad because I wanted a Kuromi one, but I only have a Senna.
Why am I so entranced by soap? What the fuck? But yeah, I don't know. I like having like little things, like
Yeah.
subtle, like branded things. Cute.
Oh, like one of my favorite like merches I have is Ensemble Stars. It's roller perfume, but the bottle like it just has like the very small logo on it, so it looks like it's like some like fancy designer.
Yeah. Yeah, those things.
It's so good.
It's so nasty when it's just like gigantic in your face.
Yeah. Here's
I
my
mean,
Evangelion toothbrush.
like, there's a way to. It reminds me of the razor that was in Sakana's car.
Ew!
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It's unused. Actually, no, it wasn't. Never mind, never mind.
Ew! That's even worse. What the fuck? Bro, who just uses
Never
like.
mind.
Yeah, we should make like face connect hygiene products, like
Yeah.
soap and combs and.
It's not mold connect, it's hygiene connect.
Yeah, we'll encourage you guys to be squeaky clean. Like,
Yeah.
what else could we make?
Just
Like,
like us.
yeah, we're all clean.
We can make what, face shampoo. That's
Face
a little more
shampoo.
involved, actually. Phase wash.
Ooh, face wash.
Face wash.
Or like, I don't know, like you know, like your hair clips, but like use them as like to pull your bangs back.
Oh yeah.
Those would be so cute.
Yeah.
I don't know
I
why that
think
reminded me.
everyone has some kind of hair thing, right? Okay, maybe not everyone, but a lot of us
A
do.
lot of us do.
I know you have the lightning one. Pippa has her PP.
PP, Tama's got the
Tim has
red
got the red
ones.
ones. I have several.
Several. Does Rie? I don't think so. NASA does.
NASA doesn't. Riju doesn't.
Doesn't. She could have like a little witch hat though.
Oh yeah.
That'd be cute.
Yeah. Like even if they're not like actually there, like
Iori
you can make.
doesn't.
Yeah. Face connect dumbbells. All right, gym bros, get ready.
Work out for your Oshi.
Lift your Oshi,
I'll make it like our like weight. Lift your Oshi.
go. Literally, like, dude, these people are insane. Like, they actually lift more than I weigh. It's
What?
so insane.
I saw like there's this guy on TikTok that's like doing like a 365 day challenge of getting
Yeah.
fit for Fauna Hololive.
Really?
It's so funny. Like, I love his videos. It's so wholesome. Okay, I don't know
Nasty.
why, like, talking about mold reminded me. I always thought that I didn't have mold. And then when I moved into my new house, there was something growing in my sink.
Oh my God.
And I was like, that's so weird. And then, like, it was in, like, my bathtub and, like, my shower. And, like, I just moved in, so, like, I didn't do anything, right?
Yeah.
And it turns out that I had black mold growing like in my shower and my sink and
Oh my
stuff.
God.
And like I took care of it. Like I bleached it and it was done.
Oh.
But
Well, I mean, at least it went away.
yeah, but like I would keep rinsing it off with water and I'd be like, oh yeah, it's gone. And then it would grow back really fast. And I was like, what is that?
Dude, yeah. The thing about this apartment building is really old. So like it's not the cleanest. So when I moved in, it's honestly st if you look really closely, like under things in the shower. There's still some stuff there, and
It blew
it
off.
doesn't come, it doesn't go away. Like I've scrubbed it so hard, it just doesn't go away.
Yeah, like the underneath part of my shower door,
Yeah.
like in like the crack, there was like I don't know if it's mold or what, but like I cannot get it off. I was scrubbing with
I know.
bleach.
There's just stuff that just, once it's there for a while, it just doesn't come off anymore.
Yeah.
Bleach everything. Like I tried to wash it with like actual like. The thing that you're supposed to wash it with. I don't think it was bleach though, but
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, black mold, let me put bleach on it. And then it never came back. And I was like, yay, I'm not dying.
that's good.
Could have been bad. But when we moved into my house, like, there was so much wrong with it, like the mold. And then also,
No.
there were like random maggots around our house.
What?
Yeah.
Like where?
Just like in, like, around. We would
Yeah.
like put a box down to like unpack
Oh
it.
my God.
And like next to a wall, and then there would be like a ton of maggots like coming out of the wall. And like I've never had ants in my room, like ever since I was a kid.
Dude, I don't think I've ever even seen maggots. I don't even know what maggots are.
Right? Or like ants? I've never had ants in my house before. Like maybe like a couple in the kitchen during the summer, but then like you just spray it and it's like done and over with. But I had literally During the summer when I was streaming, I had trails of ants
Oh.
all around my room, and it was making me so miserable.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Stayed at the place. Were there
Moth
people there before?
Yeah, but I guess, like, the place they moved into, like, there hadn't been people there in a long time. Yes. Peace. Do I live in a horror game? Thank you. No? I don't even know where maggots come from.
I don't know either. Do they just grow? Like, do they grow from? Where do they come from? Do they grow in the
I don't know. It was just so gross for the longest time.
I've had ants and like termites. Never have seen maggots before. That sounds really nasty.
Yeah. Especially like when you move into a new place. And it's like the first thing that you see, it's like, bro, really?
Yeah, that doesn't sound pleasant at all. Man.
Moved into Pippa's old house. No.
Oh no. Maggots are baby insects. Fly larva.
I mean, we don't have them anymore, but like it was a thing when we moved in.
Bugs are not my thing.
Yeah, no.
I can't do bugs.
You okay?
You got this jacket? This jacket caught everywhere.
It's so cool, though.
It looks cool, not the most practical.
If we don't throw away your trash or throw away meat, you'll see them more often. But we just moved in, so we didn't have trash. We didn't really have trash. And, like, we're moving, so obviously we don't have meat.
Throw away meat. Wait, like leaving meat like out? Or does it happen in the fridge too?
Wait, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like Resident Evil.
Ugh.
You ever played Resident Evil 7?
You know I have not.
It's such a good game!
You know I have not.
Oh my god, it's like literally one of the best games ever.
I can't do it.
Okay. Just Google like the dinner picture from RE7. Not even the scene, just like the picture of it. I think it'll explain everything.
Dinner.
Evil.
That's I didn't say red. Red resident.
Yeah.
This?
No, the one above it.
This?
Yeah.
Higher res.
Those are like organs and stuff, and you can see all the maggots on the table.
Oh. Oh, what the heck?
Yeah.
You're nasty. What is this?
It's the mold game.
I regret getting the higher resolution. I regret everything. Oh my God. Oh, that's gross. Oh.
Such a good game.
Oh my God.
It's
That's so
more,
nasty.
I think, like, it's more gross than scary.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Yeah,
It's
but it's
freaking
fucking
nasty.
good.
But it's also scary.
No, it's not.
Nasty things are scary.
It's not. Oh, there's like a couple scary scenes, but it's more gross than scary. Like, that's too much of a wimp, but some of the games are so good. You missed out on the plot, man. No,
I can read the
it's not the same. Like, oh, I need to play the new Resident Evil 8 DLC still.
I can't do it. No matter how interested I am in something, I can't. I always stop myself. Like, it's not that I don't want, like, it's not that I'm not interested. Like, I get interested in it, but I don't want to scar myself. So, I have a bit of self-control in that aspect.
I don't know. It's like I was like scared at first, but then like once it starts going and like it's so like I don't know. Just if the plot is good, I won't be scared, but if the plot is bad and I'm scared, I will stop playing it.
I'll just stop playing the other way. Won't even start playing in the first place. I don't know. There's been things that I've wanted to like play or watch, but is it worth the mind break?
I hear Faith is really scary.
I've never heard anything about it.
I saw Pomu play it, and then I know Tenma played it.
I just stay away from the horror.
Yeah, I think Tenma got really scared playing it.
Tenma gets really scared, but she still plays it anyway.
I know,
Which
I
is like
was worried about her.
worrying because she has an actual health issue. But
Yeah.
as long as she doesn't actually die.
Dead Space. I want to play Dead Space so bad.
People keep telling me to play it.
It's like supposed to be terrifying.
That's why they want me to play.
Maybe don't.
You want me to fucking die?
Vinny, like Vinny Vine songs?
What?
My God, cute. Wait. Look, it's all purple. This is
He's why he fucking
bro. I
Urkel.
got fucking Urpal guy on my
He's
phone.
Urkel.
Do you know who that
I
is?
don't.
It's Thresh from League of Legends.
Oh. Yeah, no, I don't know who that is.
Okay, so if you Google,
What?
if you Google
Yes.
Thresh League of Legends, it's just yeah. We can do this right now.
Okay.
So Google the Thresh League of Legends cinematic.
I need to like tell you guys that Leah is so excited for this that she like pulled me in, had her arm over me like Uruka. How
Yeah.
do we spell it? Is that right?
Yeah.
League of Legends.
A cinematic.
Wait, what?
The cinematic.
In the net.
Yes.
This?
Yes.
Are we watching it?
Yes. I need your live reaction to
Is it
this.
this exact video?
Yes.
Okay.
What kills me is that space listeners skip ahead 4 hours. Shut the Yeah. Five. Just today, I talked about Thresh 3 times. This is the fourth.
Yep, big time. I just book it. In game video. Zap a room. No one knows what it wants. You have to watch who you try. Sis.
Do you like him?
He said three words. What supposed to happen? You like him?
Okay, what about now?
Just say yes.
Okay, what do you think about him now? What about now?
The coin thing he did was kind of cool.
What about now?
Kind of. Okay. You or the other guy?
Yeah.
Wait, what, who? Oh,
The
no.
joke's made better in my head. Oh shit.
Oh, no.
It's when you're in my head, damn it.
Oh no.
Oh my god. Okay, what do you think about him now?
A two?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't have a particular attraction to him.
You don't have to have an attraction. Just, do you think he's cool?
I think he's cool.
So I can explain to you the whole lore of League of Legends. Okay, so.
Okay.
I hit my phone. Okay, so. In League of Legends, there are different nations, right?
Okay.
And, like, you have, like, Noxus and, like, Piltover. Piltover is where Arcane Fix plays. Did you ever watch Arcane Fix? Why not?
I forgot my
death. Okay, Thresh can be quiet. You don't have to worry about it. So, in League of Legends, so they have different nations and stuff. And we get to the nation of. Well, okay, so Thresh is from Helia, which is called the Blessed Isles.
Okay.
And he's a scholar. And the Blessed Isles. Basically, like, the Blessed Isles is, like, this, like, sanctuary for knowledge and, like, technology and advancement and good things. And it's, like, this great place. And so, mm-hmm. And so, let me take off my jacket.
So heated.
So, and they're not in the Shadow Isles. They're in the Blessed Isles. So, in the Blessed Isles, like, you have scholars and stuff. And it's, like, everybody wants to be, like apprentice, I guess. Okay. To, like, the great scholars. And so Thresh, his real name is Urlok Grill.
Urlok Grill?
Yeah.
Like a grill?
No, like Grail.
Oh, Grail.
Grail. Like a holy grail. And so he's like, you know, I am better than everyone here. I'm smarter. I'm more talented. I deserve this more. Like, everybody's gonna, like, think I'm the cool shit. You know, like, I came from, like, a bad place. And, like, I was poor, but now I'm gonna be rich because I'm better than everyone. And then when they're picking the apprentices, the only person they don't pick is Thresh because they're like, we don't like your attitude. So we're gonna send you to literal hell.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what? They don't just leave him alone?
No. So they send him to... like, kind of like the catacombs, kind of. They're like these underground tunnels where, like, they keep, like, sacred artifacts.
Okay.
And the people that watch over them are called Threshers.
Okay.
And so, now, like, Thresh is Thresher. Basically, if you become a Thresher, like, they do that specifically just to, like, kind of get rid of the people they don't like in Helia.
Oh, just to, like, get you out of the way.
Yeah, like, they basically send you down there to be forgotten and to die.
Oh.
A Thresh is like, I'm going to become, like, a really good Thresher, and I'm going to work my way up the system, and then they're going to respect me. Like, I'm going to work my way up.
Okay.
And so, then you have the nation of Chemivore. It's, like, linked, right? And they have a king, and his name is Viego, and he's, like, kind of, like, something's wrong with him. Okay. But he has a wife, and her name is Isolde, and he's like, ooh, I love my wife so much. Ooh, I love my wife.
Okay.
And then Isolde gets poisoned and is dying. And Viego is like, if my wife isn't, like, better, I'm going to start killing people.
Oh, no.
So, wait, what? Yeah. He's like, if my wife doesn't get better, I'm going to start killing people. And so Calista, his aunt, is like, nah, no, we're not doing that. So she's like, I'm going to go find the Blessed Isles to see if they have a cure for... Viego, because there's this rumor that the Blessed Isles, they have something called the Waters of Life that will, like, cure any disease or ailment. And so he's like, I want to give that water to my wife. And so Calista's like, yes, sir.
Okay.
And so, I'm all over. And so, back to Thresh. Thresh is killing people in the catacombs. Like, he's stealing books and, like, learning all sorts of secrets, and then, like, his higher-ups are like, we know what you are. And he's like, what if instead of you ratting me out, I locked you in a dungeon and started flaying all the skin off of your body?
What?
Yeah.
Is he actually?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So, while he's doing that, like, all of his higher-ups are, like, going missing, and so the only person left to promote is Thresh, or Urlok. So they promote him to, like, the head, and then you find out, like, he's actually been, like, killing all, like, these people. And so, then, like, Callista shows up at the Blessed Isles after like a long thing, and she's like, I'm looking for the Waters of Life. And Thresh is like, I know where they are. I can help you. And Callista's like, you're fucking creepy. I'm not taking your help. And so then she goes back to Kemavor and she's like, hey, Viego, like, I found the Waters of Life. Or like, we went and they don't have the Waters of Life. And Viego's like, I think that's bullshit. So I'm going to go myself. Uh-huh. And at this point, like, his wife, Isolde, died already. But he is like, so like, that he's like holding her corpse, like her rotting corpse, and like carrying it around, and is like, God. My wife is sick, and people are like, she's dead.
Dead.
And he's like, no, she's not.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so then he goes to the Blessed Isles and he sees Thresh, and Thresh is like, I can show you the Waters of Life. And Viego's like, okay, bet. And so Viego is like, I want the Waters of Life. And the people in Helia are like, we don't have them. And Viego's like, I'm gonna kill you now. And so he starts slaughtering the people of Helia. And then finally, Thresh is like, this is the Waters of Life. And Viego's like, okay, cool. And he dumps his wife's body in the waters. And then she turns into, like, this evil wraith and kills Viego because she didn't want to be, like, brought back.
Yeah.
And when Viego dies, Thresh also dies. And, like...
Wait, what?
Yeah, it, like, kills everybody and then becomes the Shadow Isles.
But what is the Shadow Isles?
It's, like, because Viego's, like, he dumped a dead body in the Waters of Life.
Uh-huh.
Like, it, like, blew up. And, like, now so the Blessed Isles are...
So everyone's dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does anything else happen after that?
Yeah. Thresh goes around and he can get souls from people and stick them in his lamp.
He died.
Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead, but he's not dead.
Yeah.
How does that work?
I don't know. It's League of Legends, bro. I don't know. You're asking me.
Okay. Somehow I understood all of that. Now for the test, are you ready? As long as it doesn't include names, yes, I am ready.
Yeah, see?
Is this all from the show?
No.
How do you, like, know this?
There's a book.
You have, okay.
So, there's, like, the show, which is, like, completely separate.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a book about the Shadow Isles. There's also a game for the Shadow Isles. It's called...
I've seen it. Like an ad for it.
Yeah, like Ruined King or something like that. I never finished playing it, but it's supposed to be good. I don't. I was like, I don't really care. And then my friend was like, read this book. And I was like, okay. And then I read it. Now I'm like,
League of Legends. Leo read a book.
I did. I read a whole ass book.
A whole ass book. Well, is it like a Wikipedia style, or is it more
like it's like an actual like novel?
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Now show her your spreadsheet. You have a spreadsheet?
Yeah. So I have a spreadsheet. Okay, that's like different though. I have a spreadsheet for Genshin.
Okay.
And like all the stuff, but then I also have like a, it's not a spreadsheet, it's a Google Doc where I like essay style write about the characters I really like. So I went for like
Nicole. I saw you tweeting about that.
Yeah, I went for Thrive.
I saw you tweeting about it.
It's all I do in my time is I'm like, ooh, I learned something new.
So dedicated towards the fandom. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. That's not a BL picture book. They don't even have pictures. Well, okay, if you buy the hardcover, then it has like portraits of some of the characters. But like, like the thing, the, what do you call it, cover of the hardcover has like a map.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like D&D adjacent.
Yeah, it seems kind of similar. Like a lot of research.
Some people just don't appreciate high fantasy adventures.
I don't know. I mean, it's interesting to me. Like, I don't really delve into that stuff that much, or at all, or know anyone that does until now. So it's interesting to hear about.
It's so funny because like
the lore is actually interesting.
Yeah, like I don't know. I guess like a lot of people I know are really into like deep game lore, like could talk lore for hours. Like some people are just into like more D&D, like Critical Role stuff, or like other people are really into like Final Fantasy 14 lore.
Yeah. I don't know. The like lore stuff I've gotten into has mostly just been when I was in like middle school and early high school, I was super freaking obsessed with like DC comics.
Wait, that's good though.
I know, so I knew a whole lot about it. But you know the thing about like lore and everything, it's the same as like studying for school. Like
Yeah.
if you don't keep like reading up about it or like keep your memory fresh about it, you just forget everything.
Yeah. I mean, that's literally how I feel about Genshin. Is like, I think I spend more time studying the books in Genshin and like Genshin lore than I do studying in school. Like I can answer any question you throw at me about Genshin Impact, but if you were to ask me like, "Hey Leah, how's calculus class going?" Like I'm not gonna answer.
It's good. Wait, why did my computer just die? Okay. It's because if you actually have interest in it, then you actually want to read about it.
Yeah.
What if it's like a nasty school thing? Okay, the thing about like the school things, I feel is even if you're interested in it, the fact that you have like grades and stuff towards it makes you
Yeah.
not want to do it.
Right? Like, I have a final coming up next week. And, like, the topic of my final is really interesting. And, like, I got, like, the thesis that I did, like, approved. So, like, it's something I'm passionate about and I can write about it. I don't want to because I know it's gonna get graded at the end.
Yeah, like my passion projects have a lot more put into it than like anything else, even if I'm interested in the things that like I'm assigned. It's just because I know like in the back of my head that's gonna be like judged and graded by people.
Yeah.
So it's hard to just be like, I really like that, and I'm gonna put my all into it. Because if you do put your all into it and someone doesn't like it, it's like, oof.
Like, okay, if somebody is if I was to make like a video on Genshin, like essay style video, and upload it, and then somebody comments on it and is like, "This is shit," I'm just gonna be like, "Eh, whatever."
Whatever.
But like, if I turn in like a final to my teacher about something I'm passionate about, and if it gives
Right?
me like a C, I will kill myself.
Exactly.
Like, you can leave hate comments on my videos. I don't give a
I
damn. But
don't
the second I
care.
get a bad grade, it's over.
Yeah. Kind of weird to think about, but yeah.
Yeah.
Man. The solution to this? Stop grading work.
Exactly. We don't need
Stop grades. We
grades.
don't need grades. Who needs grades?
Yeah, just as long as you can retain like 50% of the information from what you are assigned to read. Don't give us grades. Just at the end of the year, give us like a Google form to fill out.
Yeah, a Google form, right?
E minus is just a list of Genshin
Look, it's like I don't know. I've had thoughts about this, but I feel like if you don't like assign a whole lot of shit and like be super meticulous about your grading, I feel like people would actually be more eager to actually learn,
Yeah. No. Oh, wait. Speaking of that, I had this class that I dropped. Like, I dropped my math class, and then there was another one I had to drop because every week the professor would assign like a list of like four pages of like notes that we had to fill in, and then we would have to do a video, and then we would also have
Wait,
to do two
what?
discussion boards.
A video
Yeah, like we'd have to record a video of like
of
us
what?
answering other questions because.
Math?
No, it wasn't calculus, it was a different class.
Okay.
But it was like 4 sheets a week of like notes we had to fill in, and then the video, and then two discussion boards that were also like 500 words each. And that was all due every single week. And if you messed up one thing, even if like it's like your opinion, right? So this would be like, what is your opinion on this topic? And I'd be like, well, my opinion is. And then she'd be like, no, you didn't do the reading.
Your opinion's wrong.
Yeah. And I would get like 100 points out of like 500. I'm like, first of all, why is it graded so heavy? Like, that makes no sense.
That's so weird. I've never heard of like that much being due each week.
Yeah.
Especially a video.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
And like the part that killed me is like the videos, like she would say they were optional, right? Okay. So I'd be like, okay, I already have like so much work and this is just one class on top of the four that I'm taking. Mm-hmm. So I'm just not going to do the video because it's optional. But then she would email me and be like, you didn't do the video. I'd be like, you said it was optional. And she'd be like, well, it's not.
Dude, some professors are ass.
Right? I was like, are you serious? And so I was like up until like last month, I was so stressed out about it. Like the class was all I would ever do. I was so miserable.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know if it's the case for you, but it's usually, those classes are usually the ones that, like, don't even matter towards your actual focus.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's like, why am I doing this?
Just one of those, like, classes that you need to take for the credits and not actually, like, oh, it was so...
Always those ones. Oh.
Fucking frustrating, man.
They're optional if you want to fail the class. It's optional, but if you don't do it, you don't get a pass.
Yeah, literally. The fact that she would email me and be like, well, they're not optional. And I'd be like, in bold, it says optional.
And then they'll be like, oh, yeah, that's a lie.
Yeah, I'll be like, okay. Like, at least, like, one of the classes I'm taking, like, she assigned, like, 20 discussions throughout, like, the term. But we only had to do 10 of them. And I didn't know. So I've been doing all of them. And then I was like, why do I have zeros on these ones? And she's like, I only grade 10 of them. Stop doing them. And I was like,
stop doing them.
It wasn't a math class, idiot.
Yeah, I don't think she's talking about a math class.
No, math wasn't that bad. I'm just too stupid for it.
I doubt it. I think it's just the way that it's taught. Like, I'm pretty shit at math, but if it's taught to me in a, like in the right way, like in a way that's understandable, because I feel like a lot of these people, like the people who end up teaching, are like people that just naturally understand what's happening.
Yeah.
So they don't really know how to teach their process of thinking. So they're just like, you do this and you do this and you do that and you get this.
Yeah.
But, like, why?
Or, like, they give you the practice problem, but then you don't understand, like, why the practice problem is so different because they didn't teach you, like, the other things.
Exactly.
I was using this one guy on YouTube, actually, for my calculus class because he explained it better than my professor. There's
always the guys on YouTube.
Always the guys, like, the old cute guys on YouTube. But, like, little grandpappy teaching me calc.
And, like, they're so bad at technology that they use a physical whiteboard.
Yes, literally. They have the camera on their computer, so like you can't really see what they're doing. But like, I understand the words coming out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I had mentioned that to a friend that I was using some guy on YouTube. And my friend was like, why are you even taking the class at that point? Just drop it.
Dude,
like,
yeah. I was taking, it wasn't a math class, but it was like, kind of similar, almost like a logical kind of thing. And like in our like lectures, this like professor was trying to explain it for like 2 hours. I still don't understand it. So I just like searched on my YouTube. There was like a 5-minute video and I got it instantly. And then someone texted me and it was like, I really don't understand. I sent them the video and they're like, this all makes sense now. It all makes sense. 5 minutes is all you need if you explain it correctly.
Right.
Or not correctly, but in a like understandable way.
Yeah, they expect you to learn. Literally, that's how my calculus class was. So we were using a homework software, and in the homework software, it would have, you know, like our assignments. So like chapter 1, part 1, chapter 1, part 2, and then it would have a video that would explain like chapter 1, and then it would have like a here is like what you need to understand on your calculator to do these chapter 1 questions, and then on the homework. Like, when you click on it, it would have, like, a help me solve this button. And so it would walk you through it step by step. Mm-hmm. But if you use the help me solve this, it didn't count towards you completing the problem. And it would give you another problem that was different. And if I didn't understand how to do it from the help me solve this,
yeah,
and they give me the new problem, then I have to click it again.
Yeah.
So homework that should take me 20 minutes was taking me like 4 hours.
Oh my god. Oh, it's so bad.
It's so bad.
Oh god.
And like the professor never like in that class like just left like notes to us, never like really got involved, which I guess like is good, but like why are you a professor?
Yeah.
Like you're making a homework thing do it.
You know, like did he have like an office hours that you could like ask?
Yeah.
But he was probably not the most helpful one.
Yeah, no. Guy on YouTube was butter.
Get stuck in a loop of help me solve this. Help me solve this.
Help me solve this. And like I'm in tears and like I have stream in 10 minutes and I'm like
it sucks. Yeah, they teach you the homework system.
Exactly.
Yeah. Especially because, like, all the... They're, like, different problems, but they're, like, structured. I've noticed they're, like, structured kind of similarly, so that if you don't use a problem from that, like, system, you don't understand it.
Yeah, or, like, the example problems from, like, the textbook that they would give us, like, on the homework thing would be different from, like, the actual problem on the homework.
Right.
So, and help me solve this. So it would be like, okay, well, if you look at chapter 1, part 1, like, sample problem 4, so I'm looking at it, they look nothing alike. Exactly. I'm like, okay.
Uh-huh.
And then the textbook doesn't even tell you how to solve it. It just gives you, like, the definitions, and it's like, this is what X stands for. It's like, but how do I solve for X? Yeah.
No, and then sometimes they'll, like, give you the steps of, like, how to do things, and but then they don't say, like, what it actually does.
Yeah.
Like, why you're doing that. Like, it's so bad when it's, like, a word problem. And you're trying to figure out, like, which things go to, like, what in the formula, and it's like, I don't know what I'm doing.
I had this one practice problem that was, like, I don't remember the exact wording, but it was, like, Jimmy wants to kiss 12 girls. So, like, calculate the number of, like, Tinder messages he needs to send in order to kiss 12. And I was like, what is this? It literally runs like a Twitter shit post. I was like, you're kidding me right now.
Calculate that.
I don't even remember like what like the context of the problem was. I just remember it was like, so wants to kiss 12 girls, and I was like, huh?
I'm sorry.
The school boasted about how many people failed a math class. Bro, you know how many people can't ever, like, graduate or transfer because of, like, fucking math class? You know how many people have been stuck taking math class after math class for terms back to back to back and can never pass any of them? It's me.
Oh, no.
It's me.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough that I don't have to take any math. Because I took a math class in high school that let me, like, just, like, not have to take it here.
Oh, I thought I took that, like, the similar class, right?
Yeah.
My major has nothing to do with math.
Yeah.
So it's like, why am I, this class is just wasting my time and money. And like the whole software costs like $120.
You have to buy the software?
Yeah, I have to buy the software and the fucking textbook.
What the heck?
Because the textbook gives you the key to buy the software.
Okay.
So I spent $200 on the textbook, then $120 on the fucking thing, just for me to drop the class in 6 weeks.
Dude, what the fuck? Bruh.
I hate college.
School sucks, man. The systems are so shit.
It's so shit. It's so bad. I remember, like, I tried taking an in-person math class, too, because I was like, okay, maybe it's just I'm not cut out for online learning, so let me take an in-person one. And the first day of that class, we had to fill out this worksheet, and I didn't know how to do any of the stuff on the worksheet, so I just sat there with, like, tears in my eyes at my desk, like, staring at it.
Oh, no.
And then the professor came up to me and was like, if you can't do the problems on the worksheet, you should probably drop the class. And I was like,
oh, no.
Day one.
No, yeah. I remember math classes were always so stressful because, like, we would always be in, like, groups, like, sitting in groups. And, like, if your group members knew how to do it and they were just going at it without talking to each other, and you were just sitting, I would just be sitting there like, I don't know how to do this, but I don't want to ask you.
What if they hit you with a, why do you not know how to do it? Are you stupid? Yeah, I'm stupid.
No, and then like they, at least I didn't say that, but like when they were then when they all looked like they were done and my page was still blank, I was like, so how did you get this? And then they would just like tell me the answer. I'm like, that's not what I was asking for.
Your page looks like obviously cheated one because all you have is the answer circle.
And it's like I don't want to seem like a leech that's asking for the answer. I just don't know how to do it, you know? Like,
Yeah.
I want to understand, but they don't explain it to me. Like, it's not their job to explain it to me technically, but like, you know,
Still feels
it still
bad.
feels bad. My biggest fear, asking the dumb questions. Dude, you know, what was it called? Freaking what do you call the thing in like algebra that you take like a you take a thing and then you turn it into another thing? I don't know, I forgot what it's called. That's science. No. It's like the look, the when there's like a like I don't know, like for example, I don't know, like two parentheses like A plus B squared parentheses squared or something like that.
Simplification?
Factoring. That's it.
Factoring.
Factoring. Oh my God. Factoring. Okay. So in middle school, I took I don't remember what it's some kind of algebra, pre-algebra, I don't know. But we learned how to factor. But my teacher was so shit and she was so clueless that no most people in the room didn't actually know how to do it.
Oh
And during the tests, she would go around and look at your tests. And if you didn't do it right, she would be like, that's wrong. And then she would literally just tell you like what it was. And then like it just became like a group test because sometimes people would just be like, hey, what did you get? And then it would literally pass around the entire room.
the best, though. I just, especially like in middle school, like they don't really care. Like it
I
doesn't
know.
matter.
But the thing is, like, that sets you up for failure, Wade. You don't know how to do it. So here I was in like algebra 2 and trigonometry. I'm like, I don't know how to factor. And the teacher was like, what do you mean?
Sorry, stupid.
I'm sorry, I'm stupid.
I remember I was taking a geometry class. First of all, I think I've told like my chat personally about this geometry class that I had because
Yeah.
like I would always cause problems for the teacher because I hated him. He was the worst teacher I've ever had in my life.
No.
And I would literally like be so confused on the problems. And he'd be like, if you have any questions, raise your hand. So I'd be sitting there like waving my hand up for like 10 minutes. When there was only like 10 of us in the class too. So he clearly sees me sitting there like, hello. And he would ignore me. And then I would ask, I would just get up and ask it. He'd be like, you need to sit down or like, don't ask me questions right now. Or like, he was explaining how to, like, vividly remember, he was explaining this problem on like the fucking like whiteboard. And I was like, how did you do that? And he told me, he was like, I just explained it to you. Were you not paying attention? And I'm like, I don't get it.
Dude.
Like, there's 10 of us in here. We have 2 hours of this class. There's 10 of us in here. You have the time to explain this to me.
He's just such an asshole. No, the thing is, like, they get such a power trip.
Literally, this bald ass lanky white guy getting a power trip off of bullying me and math bro. He messaged my mom at one point during that class. He messaged my mom and I was like, I feel like your daughter is not paying attention to my classes. And my mom was like, isn't this the teacher that like never answers your questions? And I was like, yeah, it is. And so she like went off on him in this email. I was like, you're like the worst teacher I've ever seen. And the thing that like makes it for me is he was also the teacher that was like really creepy with the female students. So
Oh
like my friends and I would walk into class, like obviously like dressed super cute, and he'd be like, wow, you guys look good today. And I'm like, you are 40 years old. Nightmare. I still have nightmares about that class, like to this day.
Ew. Oh my God.
Like he paid you for that. He paid you for something.
It's not like he gets, you know, a salary.
All right. Like, it's the being a shitty teacher, being fucking rude, messaging my mom and trying to tell her that I'm
fucking creep.
Stupid, and then creeping on me all in the same breath. I'm like, bro. What are you, a bald man for?
You really got, like, the bad, like, gotcha there.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's such a creep. It was so bad. If I could go back in time and, like, punch someone, it would be my fucking geometry teacher.
Oh, god. Yeah, I've never had, a creep teacher before. Thankfully. Oh, my god. How do you even respond to that?
Like, right? You're a real life professor. Should I just go back, like, in today's age and just leave, like, a message, like, fuck you. No, like, I remember there was, like, a period of time, too, at my school that, like, we were getting, like, new teachers and stuff, and, like, old teachers were leaving. Mm-hmm. So, did you ever take AP World History?
No, we didn't have it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We had it, and my teacher, the original teacher for that class, quit. So, the football coach took over. You know how this is going, right? The football coach. And I was in an AP class with, like, our valedictorian, like, all, like, the really smart kids, too. Uh-huh. He was the worst teacher I've ever, like, the nicest guy ever. Uh-huh. But, dear God, he was the worst teacher. He would be like, explain to me what these plots of land in, like, the Middle Ages were called. And I'd be like, they're called this. And he'd be like, wrong, they're called the thing I just said. And I would be like, literally kill yourself. Like, I got along with him really well. He was really nice. But, like, when the AP test came, even our valedictorian failed it. I was the only person in our entire class to get a 3 and pass the test. But because, like, I was not one of, like, the gifted, like, smart students, everybody thought I was lying. And my teacher put me on blast for lying. And it was like, why would you lie about this? And I'm like, why? What do I have to gain from saying, like, yeah, I passed the A point. Like, you were the worst teacher I've ever had. But, like, I watched Italia.
What the hell?
That's the only way I passed the fucking test.
I know the world from Italia. Dude, how does that even happen, though? Like, is he qualified? No.
No, he wasn't.
So, like, how does the school board just, like, decide to do that?
All of our AP teachers we had were such shit. Because, like, I remember my AP English teacher also. You know, like, you're not allowed to discuss the test after you take an AP test.
Yeah.
We got into her class immediately after taking the test. And she pulled up the answers. She pulled up the answers and was like, okay, let's discuss them. Don't tell anyone about this. And I was sitting there like, and then like the last one I remember, like, was the AP US history class. I had this, like, really eccentric dude, like, my teacher, who had, like, he would sacrifice students during our class. If he had this Game of Thrones chair made of a lawn chair that he spray painted silver. With, like, a bunch of, like, pool noodles stuck on it. And it was, like, this is the Iron
Throne. Oh, the Game of Thrones chair.
But it was made of, like, a fucking lawn chair in the middle of his room.
That's so odd.
And he would be, like, okay, so now, like, you know, I'm selecting, you know, XYZ student to come up and answer the question. So every time we answered something orally, we had to sit in the chair in the middle of the room. And if we got it wrong, he would bonk the students with pool noodles.
What?
He would just walk around with a pool noodle every single class. But he was also the teacher that would tell us, like, if you don't go to college, like, you're going to fail in the rest of your life. And, like, only failures don't go to college. And would, like, make fun of his ex-students that worked at, like, Best Buy and shit. And I remember sitting in class and being like, this doesn't feel right to me.
That's really messed up.
Yeah, like, something about what you're saying doesn't sit correctly with me.
That doesn't sound quite legal.
Yeah.
Legal to say.
I remember I would come home from the classes and be like, I don't think that what he was saying today in class really made any sense.
He's just, like, lying in bed, like,
I still think about it, and I'm like, if I don't pass college, am I going to be a Philly? It's like really messed up. And so, like, the day of the AP test, we are all told to like go to his room to like study last second. And then, like, he would fire like rapid fire questions. So, like, he would grab us like one by one and be like, okay, like, Leah, come up here and answer, like, you know, what is this? What is this? What is this? And if you got one wrong, he would be like prepared to fail like the test.
Okay.
And like, some students would just be sitting there like so demoralized, like, oh my God.
Dude, what the hell? Why do you have such an odd teacher?
I don't know.
Like, my teacher was just bad. Like, the weirdest one I had was just like this dude who he had like a dartboard in his room, and he would just play darts during class instead of teaching. He just passed out worksheets.
Is that safe?
No. No, because, okay, it was laid out like there's a door on the right side, and then it leads into like when you walk straight in through the door, on your right is like the whiteboard, right? So like here's the door, here's the front of the classroom. Everyone else is like here.
Okay.
You walk here. Sometimes you'll sit on this side. The dartboard was
Oh
on the whiteboard. He stands in the middle of the room and throws the darts, and then
no.
people are coming in, and then the darts just coming at them.
What the
Yeah, and then he also like carried around this baseball bat, and like just every now and then he would just slam the baseball bat on like the people in front's desks just because he
What?
wanted to. I don't know
That shit, man?
I don't know. I don't think he was allowed, but he's too old to care. But I mean, like, he made sure like it wasn't dangerous or anything, or at least he tried to make sure it wasn't
Still.
dangerous. Like, if someone was like lying on the table, he would just go like, you know.
Impulse control. Man, thinking about like various, like, I thinking about teachers in my school, there was this one teacher that had supernatural. She was very obviously on Tumblr back at like the height of like Super Hulock, and very obviously shipped the Winchester brothers and Supernatural together because she had posters of not so subtle fan art she ripped from Tumblr on her walls of them kissing, and then would cover it up with like flags and stuff. I don't know what she taught. I would walk by her room though and be like, what's going on in there?
If you're gonna cover it?
There was also this teacher at my school. He had a doctorate that he hung up behind his desk and would be like, if you do not call me doctor and if they call me mister, even as a mistake, like I will write you up detentions.
Dude.
And he would do it all the time. And then one day someone found out that his he was a science teacher and they found out his doctorate was in music. Bro.
Even valid? You're
Like,
not teaching this.
doctorate of music, so they're like, oh hell no. And like ever since then, like I remember like the day it got outed, he was so embarrassed. And like, he never made anyone call him doctor ever again. And I don't know how no one found out before. Yeah, but
It say on the thing though? Did no one look
was
close
like
enough?
behind his desk. So like it was like kind of like this in the corner, but like obviously his desk is bigger and comes out. So it would be like over there. So you couldn't really see it unless you were able to get behind his desk.
My
Yeah. And then like the last thing I remember
God. If you actually taught music and you had a doctorate in music, sure, I'll call you doctor, whatever.
yeah.
But like,
Teacher being like, I have, and he would always make it seem like he had a doctorate in science, like just one of those attitudes. And so you'd be like, oh shit, like he really knows his stuff. No, the bitch can play the piano probably really well, but damn, tell me what a proton is again. I remember, because like, you know, like the color guard girls at school carried around like the rifles and stuff.
Yeah.
So I remember I was in a class with a bunch of different color guard girls that carry their guns in, and Every single day of that class, this teacher would lose her mind if they brought them in. She would be like, I do not promote school shootings. And it's like, they're not even real. And she would like lecture us on like why like school shootings are like bad. And we're like, yeah, no shit, but those are like,
it's not real. It's not even realistic looking. Yeah. It's like the fakest looking thing.
Because she would lose her mind, and she would act like it was her first time seeing them
every time.
So like they would come into class with it. She'd be like, "You need to leave those outside because I do not promote having guns inside of my class." And they're like, "We are at a school, ma'am. Like we are not bringing guns into class." And she'd be like, "I just think school shootings are like causing the downfall of our country."
I'd be like, "Okay, but
like true, but also like what?"
Man,
like the color guard rifles are like
they're like duct taped in like some kind of like white wrap.
It's a piece of wood cut out in like a very awful gun shape.
Yeah,
that you wrap in white electrical tape.
Yeah.
So they do not.
They don't look anything like
cotton on the ends, either end of it. But they do not look like actual guns.
Yeah, like even from far away, like you could tell that it's like not real. Yeah.
But, and, like, some of, like, the color guard girls, like, they're not, like, they have to carry that equipment with them around campus. Like, they can't just put it down somewhere.
Yeah.
So you bring it with you, like, class to class. But then the teacher would always freak out every day. And she'd make those girls, like, stand outside instead of learning if they brought it with them.
Where are they going to put it?
I don't know. Things I think about constantly. It has all shaped me as a person.
Dude, teachers are weird. Yeah, I don't think I had any that were like that wild, other than the baseball bat guy.
That's terrifying.
Role. I do remember one of my English teachers was like a closet weeb.
What?
like a young 30-ish closet weeb. And she would, like, very subtly sometimes bring up, like, Goku. And then every now and then I'm just like, are you trying to tell us something? You can just say you watch anime. Like, people here watch anime, you know?
It's not
like,
cringe.
It's not cringe. But then she would say it very carefully. Like, subtly. She would, like, work it into her, like, English lessons, and I'm like, you don't have to be that, like, discreet about it.
That's kind of cute, though.
It was kind of wholesome.
Not, like, silly ha-ha story, but I remember, like, we had this, like, really good English teacher at my school. Everybody loved him. He was so good. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, just like the best teacher ever. I remember he got into a car crash, and then like people were saying that like he died, and he was gone for like months. And so everyone was like, "Oh my gosh, like he died. This is so sad." And like the school was getting ready to hold a memorial for him.
What?
Yeah. And so I went to his class one day. Like I don't remember why, but he was there in his class in like a neck brace. And I remember like looking at him, like. Just like making eye contact with him, and he just went, "I live, bitch." Like it was such an emotional moment because y'all thought he died. So like I'm like about to cry, staring at him, and he just goes, "I lived, bitch."
What?
Not really a funny story, but also like it's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny, not gonna lie. What the fuck? Wait, he didn't, like, tell anyone?
No, he just kind of, like, showed back up at school. And then everyone was, like...
Doesn't he know, like, contact? He's, like, the people who employ him, you know?
I have no idea. But, like, all the students were, like, you didn't die? He was, like...
Your school is...
No.
More on, the more I hear about it. Like,
yeah.
Like, the things about the kids, like, faking their deaths, too.
Oh, yeah! I don't know if you guys have ever done that. But, like, there was this thing... I don't remember what, like, the exact thing is called. But it's like a thing schools do to, say no to drugs and drunk driving. And so they do like a week where they do a simulated car crash right outside of the school, and students fake die in the car crash, and actual funerals are held. You see them get wheeled away by the ambulances,
So messed up.
and the kids don't come to school for a week, and you're not told when it is, so you just kind of believe that you were forced to watch your friend die.
Genuinely think Leo was raised as a part of Seattle's funeral. Honestly, me too.
It's called Every 60 Seconds, I think.
What? I've
Yeah.
never had those.
Yeah.
That's so morbid, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's like a mentally
They bring
scarring.
the whole school out to watch people fake die in a car crash. And then they're like, oh no, these students aren't traumatized or anything. As you literally have students passing out from the shock of it.
Bruh.
And you see the ambulances come and wheel away your classmates, and
What
there's a
the?
funeral, and they go dark on Facebook, and what
Dude,
the?
what the heck? What is going on in American school? I don't know. I did not have that. I don't think I did not have anything as wild as that.
I don't know why they do. It doesn't make a point, or any, I'm not like, oh my God, let me know. Okay, I obviously I'm smart enough that I'm not gonna get in the car.
I feel like that would make, if that happened to me, that would make me think like every car crash that happened was fake. It
Effect. Drinking and driving can't kill you. Dying isn't real. You just come back a week later. You just respawn.
if you did that, and then later on you tell me, oh, like at school, like, oh, this classmate died in a car crash, I'm gonna be like, nah, nah, they died, it'll come back. Right? I don't know. What do they gain from this? Literally nothing. You're wasting resources,
Yeah,
wasting ambulances.
that's time that I could have spent learning how to solve for X so I wouldn't fail calculus in the future.
Yeah.
Schools are fucking wild,
Schools are
though.
so wild. I leave the beach.
Like a bitch.
I remember for like homecoming and rallies and stuff like that. You know how like every class has like an organized thing to like perform. So like our class had some kind of dance thing. Like the girls and the guys all both had some kind of dance, and they had like matching like clothing to go with it to like hype it up. So they were wearing a tank top and like a baseball jersey, like an open baseball jersey over it, like shorts and stuff. It's like normal, right?
Yeah.
And then even though they were like really decently covered up, for some reason one of the I don't know if it's like the vice principal or something, just for some reason decided to come out and go like, why are you dressed like skanky oh. You can't dress like that
Dress like skanky hoe.
school. And I'm like, first of all, we don't even have a dress code. Second of all, even if we did, it's like they're covered.
Fucking mean to say to someone.
I know, and it's like messed up because they're like 16. He said those exact words.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was so odd.
Always is the teachers, man. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I told Chat.
it's like a middle-aged dude. Like, it was so weird.
I never had any creepy female teachers, but I did have this one female teacher. She was our French teacher that was like a very ahim-him pathetic cap spinster.
What?
And she would go on farmersonly.com to look for partners on her school computer. And so
Wait. Back up.
I
Did I hear that correct? What did you say?
We had this French teacher. She was like an older,
Yeah.
very lonely
Yeah.
woman with a bunch of cats.
Yes.
And she would go on
What is
farmersonly.com.
farmers only?
I don't know what farmers only. I heard the name before, but I did not know it was like an actual thing. She would go on farmers only on her school computer to look for like partners. And like if you like turned on her computer and it would like automatically connect to the whiteboard so you could see like who she was looking at.
Sign for free to find a farmer, rancher, cowboy, cowgirl, or animal lover. At Wait, it's actually kind of. I don't know whether this is a wholesome or like.
Yeah, I just she would go on farmers only and she'd be like, yeah, like I'm looking to get some, and we'd be like in class.
I Was she like, she didn't even go like, oops, that's not the blue. She just straight up was like, oh yeah, I'm doing that.
No, she would never want it to come out. But okay, part of like what made that class so fun was my friend and I routinely harassed her. Like it feels so mean. We would like routinely bully her.
No.
Like so badly.
About like in what way?
Like we would be like, were you born on top of the Eiffel Tower? She'd be like, no, I'm not even French, shut up. I like we would ask her like how to say dirty things in French so that she'd get flustered. And then like we would make fun of her for being on Farmers Only.
Did she not just be like, no, you can't say
She would, but then we'd be like, what are you gonna do about it? And then
that?
she'd like I don't know, she'd get like either frazzled or like look like she was about to cry. And I was just a really mean kid, so I'd be like, hell yeah, I'll take her cry. I mean, like she turned out fine, right? She's fine. She turned out fine.
Bruh.
She was a very nice woman. Or like we would play this game for like conjugating verbs in French class, or like we threw this ball and like if we caught it, we'd have to conjugate it. So we would throw it at her when it was our turn. So that way we would have to do it. And then she'd be like, no, I'm not answering it. We'd be like, you have the ball, bro.
Dude, are you bullying your teacher?
Had a really big crush on Michael Phelps. So I remember like my friend in that class photoshopped a picture of her with Michael Phelps together and put it on her whiteboard, and it said like ooh la la.
It's cool. I would never. I cannot imagine. Jesus Christ.
So funny. At times were so simple back then. That's next level mean girl. Like I was a nice girl.
You say after you explain all the different ways you bullied your teacher.
Turned out fine.
I guess say this like it's like a kid you raised. She turned out fine. They're not messed up.
Doesn't have trauma.
Yeah. Because people will say to
So
them,
funny.
how much does it cost to join Farmers Only? Wait a minute, you have to pay $9.99 a month for Farmers Only. If you want to date a farmer.
Yeah, anyone want to get some farmer action?
Not really, but if you do, you can bully early and often so your teachers turn out all right. Okay. Should it be the other way around?
What is
I don't think you have to
the
avoid the teachers.
I remember like my AP World teacher, like thinking about that too. We had like this project in class where we had to like make like the Medi Okay, this is probably, if I explain this, it's going to explain a lot. This was pretty formative for me. Up until academy years, I was very scared of like medieval times and like medieval torture stuff. And then in this class, at the end of the year, we had a project where we had to make like medieval era technology, like out of like stuff from like the craft store. And I opted to make a guillotine because it seemed easy. And then for my demonstration in class, I got these little like things with their heads that would pop off. And I stuck it in the guillotine and then ripped its head off in
Oh
front of the class and then put the guillotine down. And my teacher loved it so much that he used it. like for like following years.
Oh my god!
As like demonstrations for his class.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why you're into medieval torture.
Well, because I had to research the guillotine to, like, Iron Maiden would have been better. Do you know how hard that shit is to make? Shut the fuck up. Okay, guillotine was easy.
Iron Maiden? Did you make an Iron Maiden?
You know how hard that would be?
Yeah. Is it even possible?
I'm pretty sure it's possible. You can make it out of, like, clay.
True.
Clay molding. Yeah. It's why are you guys saying it's a fetish? It's not a fetish.
If it was, I'd be kind of worried. Who's a medieval torture fetish?
What about the guillotine fetish?
The guillotine fetish? Whoa, getting my head chopped off.
Babe, you know what's sexier than CBT? Getting my head chopped off. Sounds pretty metal.
Did you show your shock collar to Utka?
Hey, whoa, it's so crazy. That comment's not there anymore.
Was it actually a shock collar?
Yeah.
Like an actual one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Bruh. Yeah, no, she didn't bring it with her, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, sorry, I opted not to bring a shock collar with me. My bad. I'll just bring it next time.
Next time. You can still it next time.
You're learning about the little death.
What is the little death?
I don't know. The black death? The black plague?
I don't think there's a... Is there a black plague fetish?
Yeah, but could you imagine? Ooh, babe, put the rats on me.
Ooh, look at that sickness. Ooh.
My hands are falling off of my body at rapid speed.
Ooh, there's a puss coming out of my... Coming out of my arms. Whoa.
Whoa, my neighbor just dropped dead.
So... What if she's wearing it? She's not.
Unfortunately, I'm...
Actually, I can't tell.
No, stop. It's not. I swear. Rat telepathy?
I feel so European right now.
Not the maggot fetish, bro.
Imagine if you were like... Like a Europe fetishist, and you're like, whoa, black plague.
Whoa.
Whoa, maggots torture. Ooh.
Ooh, babe, put the maggots on me. Babe, don't stop.
Ooh, boil me alive. Oh my god.
I miss seeing like those torture devices and stuff.
I went to, I don't remember which country it is, but there was like a torture museum.
I watched a video of it on YouTube.
Yeah, there was like a museum and it just had like torture devices. That's just what the museum was filled with.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, it's some country in Europe that I've been to, but I can't remember which one. It's all boring together. But
I see it.
Yeah, it was really scary looking, so I didn't go. But I know some people who went and they like took pictures with it. You can like take pictures with it, like pretending you're like in it.
Well, oh, that's too much.
Yeah, I know people who do that.
Hmm.
Isn't that just Leo's basement?
No!
I think she has an appreciation, but she doesn't have.
It's interesting. But I'm not gonna go out and be like, hell yeah, let me use like the Spanish donkey.
What?
The Spanish donkey.
What is a Spanish donkey?
Google it. It's not yap.
The way they said it, I'm kind of scared.
So, the way that it works is they put somebody on, like, the top of the triangle, right? And then they put weights on their feet.
Oh!
So, it splits them from that way.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's nasty. Dude, what the heck?
Yeah.
That's really messed up.
Well, it's torture, Utka.
I know. But
like, it wasn't going to be pleasant. Like, oh, does it hurt? Let me stop.
No. I know. Like, the ways that people can come up with that, like, The things that humans can come up with to cause other people like terrible pain and like, you know, it's very frightening.
Do you know the Iron Bowl?
No.
It's kind of like in the spirit of Thanksgiving. So the Iron Bowl is it's a bowl made of iron, and its belly opens up. And you stick a person in there, and then you light a fire underneath it. The pair of anguish, they stick it up your, and then yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we can stop
No
here.
more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more.
We can stop here.
No more. Okay, that's enough.
Oh my God. You didn't know about that? I didn't know about it. Okay, when I saw the picture, okay, I've seen some I've seen some like hentai. Oh, that, like it had a similar to, by the I've come across some hentai on accident. I wasn't looking for it. That had something like that, but it didn't have the spikes on it, nor did they have the weights. So that's what I was assuming it was. Like maybe it's just like, oh, like you just like you're there for a little bit,
Oh, you know what?
and then you get
Like
off. I didn't know they actually split you.
unironically, I think that it's like a BDSM thing to use
Yeah,
it without.
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I might be wrong about that, but like I do think it's like an actual thing, which I don't. Why?
I don't.
No, thank you.
Yeah. No, I like. I know I always sound suspicious when I say things, but I straight up accidentally came across it. Like, I didn't know what I was clicking, man.
Yeah, I also accidentally came across the Frollo Hunchback of Notre Dame doujin.
What is it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's just wait, actually, I have a picture of it on my phone.
Why? What?
Just, you know, 'cause it's funny. Wait, where is it? I don't know where this gets saved. Did I get it? How long ago did I see this? Was it? No, it was definitely after the last time I saw you.
I love your phone.
Thank
I've been
you.
thinking of getting one, but it's just my mind can't justify buying it.
I don't have a picture of it anymore. No! My Frollo Doujin. Oh, wait, maybe it's this one? No, I have this one, though.
Why?
Like
How did you find that?
it was on TikTok. I don't. It's on. Wait, I have the video. Oh.
Why?
Thing on me at all times. I'm such a genius. I'm such a genius. I'm such a genius.
What?
It's no, stop, shut up. It's
Buy
in.
the flip phone, it'll be an older model soon. Is there a new one coming out?
I think it already came out.
Oh, really? But this one, wait, do you mean the four or the three? The four kind of just came out.
I think the four.
Yeah, that came out a few months ago, so I doubt there's gonna be another one.
Where is it?
I don't really want to buy the three though.
Is it this one?
I want it so bad, but even with a trade-in, it's like $800.
Really?
Yeah. We should get going soon.
Yes. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to find. Oh, I found it!
Okay.
This video is where I saw it.
No, thanks, Chowder. I please. No, Chowder.
Please.
Come here. What the?
Thank you.
Was rent free in my head.
Yeah.
Should we wrap up though?
I guess. Yeah, why are you wrapping up on that? Honestly, I knew Rule 34 was a thing, but I really didn't like imagine how far it could reach.
Wait, I. Oh, wait, do I have internet?
Yeah. I need a pee.
Okay.
Should we wrap up first and then I go, or?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's wrap up. Thank you guys.
We are going out now, so thanks for chilling with us. I don't think this would be considered chill, actually.
It is kind of chill,
I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks for staying with us. We might have something else happen at some point on the weekend, maybe. We'll keep you updated. We're not really sure. No one really knows what's happening.
Yeah. Don't ask us what's happening. Like, we've been trying to stay vague about this because I do not think any of us have big plans.
We don't have plans, so yeah. I'm gonna go eat and stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.